This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Paul McGinley, Trinity University head men's soccer coach. Paul, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us and preview the SCAC tournament.
Probably glad to be here.
Paul, take us through your mindset as you enter the SCAC championship here for the second straight year.
Well, it's always an exciting time of the year. We look for three seasons, pre-season, season, and postseason. And now we've got two behind us and a pretty important one ahead of us. So it's always with enthusiasm and excitement that we look forward to this stage of the year.
Paul, how do you prepare the team? This is the second time the SCAC is a postseason event, the first time in quite some time last year. So how do you prepare for an event like this after so many years of knowing that it was the regular season that determined the champion? How do you prepare for an event like this?
Well, I mean, I think I was always in favor of the league, the winner of the league being the tournament qualifier, because it evaluates your whole body of work, and I thought that was an appropriate way to deem a champion, particularly given our geographic constraints. But having said that, it's the nature of the beast now is a tournament format, as is the national tournament. So I'm looking at it as our team is looking at it, which is that's the hand we're dealt now. So let's advance as far as we can, maximize our season one game at a time. So preparation has already started with the knockout format, because the regular season is now behind us. So we're busy trying to establish not only who's going to play, but where are they going to play and how long are they going to play, because there is always still as many questions as there are answers at this time of the year.
This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Trinity head coach Paul McGinley. Paul, your team was ranked number one throughout most of the regular season in the national polls. And obviously you're the number one seed for the second straight year at the SCAC event. How do you maintain those expectations knowing that a lot of teams, not just inside the conference, but nationally, look to Trinity with kind of a bullseye on their back? How do you manage that?
Well, I think over the period of years, Jeff, our players have come used to it. It's certainly not anything that they're apathetic about. You know, we enter every game and have done for many years as either the number one ranked team or the number one seeded team. But it really is all for nothing. I mean, those are all opinions, and you know what carries the most weight is what happens in the upcoming 90 minutes. So I think our players over time have adjusted well to it, and really it's for other people to talk about, but within our program it's really it's not a discussion point. You know, we've got bigger things to be concerned about than, you know, how other people feel about us.
Finally, Coach, what is going to be key for the Tigers as you look to get back and win another SCAC championship this coming weekend?
Well, it's no secret you've got to be good on both sides of the ball. You know, the formula to win these games is just to score one more goal than the opposition, and you know, if we can continue our strong defensive effort this year, as our team has displayed minimal amount of goals that we conceded, it certainly gives you a chance in the game to win to win, because we've gotten goals from, you know, multiple different sources. But you know, our preparation is again to be put defensively and see if we can capitalize on the many chances that we've been able to create in recent games. And it was nice to finish off the regular season with you know, banging in some goals against Santa Cruz, which you know, certainly gives the guys a little bit of a lift heading into postseason play.
Trinity University head men's soccer coach Paul McGinley. Paul, best of luck to you and your team this weekend at the SCAC Championships.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.